Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories happening now in the news on this Friday. Winds are calming down and helping crews to get some control on the wildfires in eastern Washington state. More than 200 people had to leave suburban Spokane, Washington yesterday, and at least seven homes have burned down. At least 1,200 acres of timber have been destroyed so far. The International Criminal Court is reportedly going after Sudan's president for war crimes in Darfur. Sudan's ambassador to the United Nations says the top prosecutor of the ICC may seek the arrest of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. The charges could include war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide connected to the crisis in Darfur. The UN estimates that some 300,000 people have been killed, more than 2 million have been forced out of their homes. A grim anniversary in the Balkans. It has now been 13 years since the worst massacre in Europe since the Second World War. At least 8,000 Muslim men and boys who surrendered to Serb forces were slaughtered by their captors. They'd counted on the protection of UN forces who had declared Srebrenica a safe haven. 308 newly identified bodies found in a mass grave were buried today. A small solace to the families. Meantime, the top Serb wartime leaders remain at large despite facing charges of genocide. The Screen Actors Guild has rejected the latest contract offer from Hollywood studios. SAG wants more compensation for DVDs, something no other union has been able to get. They're also asking for extra pay for actors who are asked to endorse products in scripted shows. And teen pregnancy is up. A new report from the National Institutes of Health says the numbers went up from 2005 to 2006. It is the first increase since 1991. Girls between 15 and 17 gave birth to 133,000 babies in 2005. A year later, that number was up to 139,000. Federal health experts said they don't know why the teen pregnancy numbers went up, but that not enough data has yet been collected to say whether or not it's a trend. And those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.